This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. They just take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us and the time you spend on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, I know there's a gazillion other things you'd be doing tonight, but you've chosen to be with us, and I very much appreciate that. And head up to the website. You know, if you head up to the website, you find you ain't got nothing until you pay for it. I got coffee mugs. I got the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all kinds of stuff up there. New stories are posted on a daily basis. And, you know, just a lot happening on the website. And there's a lot happening in the news, too. I love it. I get the biggest kick. You know, Mueller and the rest of the guys feel like, you know, they've got us. This is it. They're ready to move in for the kill. There ain't no kill. Whatever the heck that is, ain't no kill. Oh, I know what that was. But I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. You know, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Now, Mueller's team, man, I tell you what, I don't know how dumb you can be. Now, they're supposed to be, they've been in the FBI, they've got all this stuff going on. You'd think they would be able to figure out the judge they have and where he's coming from. So Mueller's team slams Manafort's lavish style. Think about that. So his only crime is he lives too high on the hog, as far as they're concerned. You know, I mean, apparently now that's a crime. Living at or above what might be your means, how do they know? They don't really know for sure. So Paul Manafort's lavish lifestyle was front and center during the opening arguments at the fraud trial today. A prosecutor said that he lied to put his money ahead of the law while now, again, at some point in time, I want to know what this has to do with Trump. I want to know why this has been tied to the Trump case. Can anybody tell me? Because I'm obviously not the smartest guy in the room. I don't know. Now, prosecutors said he lied to put his money ahead of the law, while the defense attorneys and even the presiding judge reminded jurors that, you know what? Wealth is not a crime. The prosecutors called their first witness in the case former Bernie Sanders. Wow, they're all over the place, right? Bernie Sanders campaign advisor Tad Devine. Now, Tad worked closely with Manafort in several elections in Ukraine. Did you hear that? He worked closely with Manafort on several elections in the Ukraine, including the successful 2010 presidential campaign of since deposed pro-Russian leader Viktor Yanukovych. So, I'm sorry. You've got Manafort, who worked on elections in Ukraine with Tad Devine, who worked for Bernie Sanders. I still haven't heard Trump's name in here anywhere. Devine, on the cross-examination by Manafort's attorney, Richard Wellesley, confirmed that Manafort's former business partner, Rick Gates, handled most of Manafort's day-to-day business operations. Oh, there you go. He's guilty. Does anybody know about this Richard Wesley? Yeah. Richard was a large contributor to the Clintons and was even invited to the inauguration or the victory party that was an unvictory party. Well, actually, it still was a victory. It was a victory party for us, not so much for Hillary. The admission was significant because defense attorney Thomas Zale said that in his opening statement that Manafort relied on others to keep track of the millions of dollars he was earning from his Ukrainian political work. And much of that money was misplaced or was placed in the trust of Gates, but shouldn't have been. Right, so the money's coming in fast, millions. God, how about a quarter of that? I'd like to see a quarter of that come in fast. Now, Gates was also an ex-Trump aide. He pleaded guilty and cut a deal with prosecutors. Now, he's expected to testify at the trial. Think about that. He's cut a deal. He pleaded guilty. And now he's going to testify for the prosecutors. He also worked with Manafort. I mean, this is just getting better and better. But what I loved about this was the judge admonished these... I was going to call them gentlemen. I don't know if I want to do that. Right? Think about it. After this went down, after this kept happening, the judge finally said, look, money has... The fact that this man is rich has nothing to do with anything. It's not guilty. It's just you trying to find a way to Trump. Right? Not like you can raise your hand and tell me, but I was wondering if any of you heard it today and heard what the judge had to say. When a judge actually has to intervene and go, whoa, 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 whoa. The direction you're going down looks like you're headhunting for Trump. Looks like you're going out, you're trying to find a way around to nail Trump. I'm telling you, I predict one or two more of these comments by the judge. Mueller's going to try to get him removed from the case or get to a different court or a different judge. Seriously. I don't know how he can stay there. I don't know how he can stay with it. Or stay with that judge if he's going to keep intervening. It's very obvious the judge is not going to let them kind of sort of paint or go after Trump the way they're trying to. Really sad. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. God, this stuff is just, it's sick. When you read it, you can see what they're trying to do and how sick it is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you've been with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending me emails, all of that. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate it. Hey, listen, I didn't know this, but apparently this just came in. Did you guys know I mean, this could be devastating for the November race. Are you aware that Donald Trump hates breastfeeding? I mean, how it's such a natural, how could it get any worse than that, right? Yes, some news sources. Again, what this has to do with anything, I have no idea. But it still has to be out there. Still has to be a story, right? Donald Trump hates breastfeeding. If you were, you know, a young mom on social media, you're likely to have seen these reports coming across all month long about the administration's decision to oppose an Ecuadorian resolution of the World Health Assembly in Geneva. As usual, especially when Trump administration is concerned, there was more to the story, but they like to blow things up. They like to make it look bad, right? Now, you know, it's even with the North Korean, missile issue that you're hearing about in the news, the fact that they may or may not be making missiles again. The press jumped all over that. They have yet to jump on the fact that there hasn't been a missile launch. They have yet to jump on the fact that, you know, I mean, big time, that they send the remains of 55 soldiers back and maybe more. None of that means anything. I mean, think about the irony behind this. They're screaming that the North Koreans are known. They're known for this, and there's nothing positive about it. There's really nothing positive about anything that President Trump's when it comes to foreign affairs. And yet they gave Oblomo the Nobel Peace Prize before he even stepped in office. And some of the judges said, well, it was a hope. It was hoping that he'd be able to change things. And the story with Trump, obviously there's more to it. There's always more to it. In the reporting of the meeting, the New York Times cited reasoning behind the Trump administration's opposition as follows. Then the United States delegation embracing the interest of infant formula manufacturers. So because Trump must love infant formula manufacturers, that means he's against breastfeeding. This is how much they're scraping. This is like exactly what Mueller's doing. He's scraping. He's going for tweets to try to use that as an obstruction against the president. Right? In the New York Times caption of a baby drinking formula, the Times explained, a Brooklyn mother unable to nurse fed her child donated breast milk. The $70 billion infant formula industry has seen sales flatten in wealthy countries in recent years. Well, gee, why is that? You know, it's always been beyond me that the, you know, females scream and yell, right, about, I guess we're supposedly, we're nasty about breastfeeding. Men don't want to see it. We're so prudish. We don't want, but you're not doing it, so why do you care? It's way down, so why do you care? I always find it interesting. It's like they can't make up their mind. We don't want you to scream about it. We don't want you to force us to do it. But when you say something about it, you're a whatever. Now, no point in the reporting. Now, see, this is why he calls them fake news. This is why we've got to get something across to some of these people when you see them, when you see the CNNs of the world. You look at them and just go, it's not that you're quote-unquote fake news and everything you say is a lie. It's like, because every lie has truth in it. Every one. It's like, why do you feel the need to twist the truth to get your point across? If what you have is true and real, if what you have is a good thing, a good product, you don't have to lie about it. At no point in reporting was there proof given. Right? Because they never have any. Again, why the president calls them fake? Exactly why the president calls them fake news, right? What actually happened, the Times rightly reported on what happened, but not why. The American officials sought to water down the resolution by removing language that called on governments to protect, promote, and support breastfeeding, and another passage that called on policymakers to restrict the promotion of food products that many experts say can have deleterious effects on young children. So in other words, They wanted to pull out. they wanted to pull out verbiage that wasn't quite true. They said, "Well, breast is best." Sounds great in theory. In practice, restricting access to baby formula has dangerous conversations. Look, everything I've read tells me that the first 3 months, 4 months, whatever it was, the best thing for the baby is breast milk. Natural mother's breast milk. So I don't see why everybody's screaming what the big deal is. Why do they have to make a big deal out of it? Anyway, I thought that was kind of funny. How the paper would twist this, that Trump, the Trump administration, hates breastfeeding. I'm telling you, he could walk out of a building, he could run out of a building with burning babies in his arms, and they would find something wrong with that. So Netflix did something gutsy, or pseudo-gutsy, or semi, I don't even know what do you want to call this, semi-gutsy, I guess. Netflix isn't going to air the documentary on Louis Farrakhan's life. And I don't know if that's good, bad, or indifferent. It depends on how accurate and real it is. Now, they're not going to release the documentary, despite the Nation of Islam's leaders claim that it would hit streaming giant this week. The film will not be released on Netflix due to an internal miscommunication. It appears to be scheduled for release on Netflix, but it's not known when. Netflix issued a statement after Fox News asked about the tweet and sent by Farrakhan to promote the film. He says, "My dear viewers and listeners, on August 1st, you'll be able to view the premiere on Netflix of the minister's life journey through the music. And if you'd like to leave a comment on what you think about the documentary and the music, you can go to his website. May God bless you and God bless Louis Farrakhan." But Farrakhan has a problem. And I'll tell you what it is with Netflix when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Facebook says it's broken up a sophisticated effort to influence U.S. politics less than 10 days before the midterm elections. Chief Operating Officer of Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg.
We removed 32 pages and accounts from Facebook and Instagram because they were involved in coordinated inauthentic behavior.
Officials couldn't pinpoint who exactly was behind the meddling, but the electronic trail seems to lead right to Russia. Public outcry says Facebook needs more security and firewalls. But South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the United States needs to go on the offensive now.
I will be introducing Thursday a sanctions bill against Russia that has everything but the kitchen sink in it, and it will be the sanctions bill from hell.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. A lot you can do up there. On the website. Even buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. You really don't. The right is not as hateful as the left would have you believe. And I always find it amazing that we're so quick, so easy to be sucked in by that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Apparently, Louis Farrakhan... too mean, too nasty, too hateful to have his life movie or the movie that tells the story of his life on Netflix, of all places. Netflix! I'm surprised they haven't had trouble with that. Farrakhan lost his verified status on Twitter earlier this year after he posted a video warning about the satanic Jew. Well, that doesn't sound nasty to me, does it? Farrakhan's hateful video included him asking, "Will you recognize Satan? I wonder, will you see the satanic Jew in the synagogue of Satan? Which has many races in it because Satan has deceived the whole world." Now, think about this. If I put that stuff out there, everything that I... Actually, no, that's not true. That's not true. It's only partially true. See, he was attacking Jews. That's okay. That's not a big deal. If he was attacking Muslims, forget about it. It'd be all over. Now, while Twitter took away Farrakhan's blue check mark for posting hateful rhetoric, he continues to be active on the platform. The website he plugged in Tuesday's video is for Let's Change the World. It's a 7-CD box set that aims to help propagate the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, look, if you've ever listened to Farrakhan, have you ever listened to his comments? right? I mean, the guy is racist. Why doesn't anybody call him out for being racist? Why is that? I mean, people have, but people on the left don't do it. Do you remember the picture of him and President Obama being chummy, chummy, funny, funny, close, close? They hid that. They openly admitted they hid that. They knew it would hurt his presidency. Why would they do that? If they think the relationship is fine, why would they do that? And if you don't think it's fine, what are you doing with them? What are you doing hanging out with them? Now, Farrakhan has many, many, many ties with prominent Democrats. Right? Think about it. Think about the people you've seen him with. But he has openly praised Adolf Hitler. Matter of fact, he's called Adolf Hitler a great man, and then he blamed the Jews for 9/11. Seriously. And they still reach out to this man for advice. They still reach out to this man for help on certain issues. And there's been a couple of House Democrats, they've met with Farrakhan. Keith Ellison loves the guy. But none of this actually means that. I guess it's okay. I guess as long as hate is carried out on the left, as long as hate is sanctioned by the left or on the left side, it's okay. It's acceptable. In recent years, Farrakhan has said things like, look, it's blasphemy for the disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein to label himself a Jew. He blasted the FBI because, according to him, it's controlled by... Anybody guess? Come on. Got to guess? Right. The Jews. Boy, these people are very powerful. We need to watch out for them.
We should convert.
He also tweeted, to hell with you and your political correctness. Be a man. Be a woman. Speak the truth. And then die on that truth if it comes to that. Israel has no permanent home, he said. It's their holy land. The holy land of Islam. The holy land does not belong to a white Arab or a white Jew. You are settlers on our land. Get out. Sounds like a nice guy. Maybe we should have dinner with him. What do you think? I mean, be one heck of a conversationalist, would he?
Why wouldn't they want to air this?
I mean, Mike, right. Why not put it out there? Let people see the truth. Let them see what he's like. Are they afraid of him? Hey, you remember all that... they take the low road, we take the high road thing. I've never really quite figured that out yet, or what it means, or how they implement it. There's been an Oregon candidate who slammed for vulgar tweet on Melania Trump. I mean, think about it. Why be vulgar? Can you imagine if we were vulgar with Michelle? Michelle Obama, remember her? People would have gone nuts on that, wouldn't they? An Oregon congressman, or congressional candidate, he's facing intense criticism after he published a disgraceful tweet regarding First Lady Melania in response to another tweet comparing the amount of staff Trump has employed as First Lady compared to Michelle Obama. I mean, really, seriously, I don't know if you guys know that. Right? Michelle had what, 21, 22, 23 staff members? Why does one person need 23 staff members? Every other First Lady had a couple, under five. But that was okay, I guess. I don't know. In response to another tweet comparing the amount of staff Trump had employed at First Lady compared with Michelle Obama, Mark Roberts, who's running an independent, asked, did you know the First Lady works by the hour? And then he included two. Well, I guess I could say it. Not that bad. It's bad. But I want to know why this guy hasn't been... Why he hasn't been chastised like others would be. Did you know that the First Lady works by the hour? Hashtag think dirty. Hashtag hoebag. H-O-E-B-A-G. Isn't that cool? Isn't that nice? Like I said, I'm confused with the love Trump's hate. I'm confused with that they take the low road, we take the high road. When another Twitter user pointed out Trump had successfully sued the Daily Mail for a story on unfounded rumors about the First Lady, he used another vulgar term. He says, I invite that... Oh, I'm sorry. In the first one, he wrote it wrong. In the second one, He called her a blank bag. He wants her to sue him. Again, I say, isn't it great they always take the high road? House Majority Leader flagged the first tweet to Twitter founder Jack Dorsey and urged that Roberts be banned from social media. You know what? It's not going to happen. You and I both know that. They only do it to us. They only want to limit us. They don't want our message to get out, no matter what it is. No matter how truthful it is, not a problem, right? Now, the attack on the First Lady is disgraceful, Kevin McCarthy said. Comments like these have no business on any platform. You know, tomorrow night we're going to have the founder of MeWe on. Because producer Tammy wrote a piece a while back that got a little under his skin and he wanted to talk about it. So we're going to have him on. He wants to discuss exactly, you know, how he founded MeWe, what came about, what the goal is, what they're doing, and some of the misinformation that's been out there on them. And he's willing to deal with it. He's willing to talk about it. He's willing to answer questions about it, which I haven't found the same for some people. But again, I mean, think about this guy's account will stand. This guy's account will stay, and he'll be allowed to be vulgar another day against Trump or Mrs. Trump or First Lady Trump, whatever you want to call her. That's all right. And then somebody like this team that works hard to get the message out, get a message out, we're not vulgar. I don't think we've ever put out a vulgar tweet or even one that even kind of smelled vulgar, if you would. I know it sounds weird, but you know what I mean. And yet, what happens? Now, Xander gets nailed all the time. But I've seen some of his tweets. He needs a timeout from time to time. I don't know if I'd ban him, but he does need a timeout. Anyway. And what do? They nail us. They take 40,000. Now, I got to thinking about something the other day. They claim that the reason they took those away, or the reason they take them away, is because they're inactive. 40,000 of those accounts were inactive. Well, I got an account that's been inactive for 2 years. I went and checked it. It's still there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
I like it. Works for me.
Let me teach you how to jive and well.
I'm Joe Matin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and really, truly, I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. What is it with that thing? Texting and tweeting and truly being, truly, honestly, being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you said, you know, whether you're writing to us, whether you're sending us stuff, whether whatever it is that you're doing, we very much appreciate the time, like I said, that you're with us, that you're with me, that you're following the show, that you're paying attention. And you got to pay attention. Anyhow, by the way, for those of you who don't know how to take things sometimes, I was only kidding about the breastfeeding thing earlier. No, they're painting, the mainstream media is painting it like President Trump doesn't care about breastfeeding or doesn't care about it, but they're so stupid. They do this stuff. You know, producer Tammy during the break said, I've come to the conclusion that, what, their high road is our low road, right? I mean, it just gets to that point where I don't know what to believe with them anymore, or how to believe with them anymore, because I don't know what they believe. I can't make sense out of half of what it is. I guess I'm too stupid to know better, or something along those lines. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just enjoying the time with me. I'm enjoying the time with you. Did you guys see, have you ever seen the paintings What's his name? John McNaughton? Almost sounds like he's from Boston, right? John McNaughton. And he's got some really, really nice, really pretty, pretty paintings that he does. And they're all patriotic. And some of you may have seen the one that he did where, President Obama was stepping on the Constitution. And President Trump was trying to grab it off from under his feet. Trying to pull it out and make it nice, nice. We set another painting now that's driving the left just out of their minds. And it's a painting of a Trump team crossing the swamp. And it's really kind of cool. It's a very, I'll try to describe it to you to a degree, but it's a very nice picture. Painting. Picture. Now, I don't know if it's John Bolton. He's in a little rowboat kind of thing. You've seen the picture before. Washington crossing to Delaware, kind of the same. Has the same thing. And it's John Bolton clutching a gun. Maybe it's Mike Pompeo setting down his binoculars to stare at the difference. Right? But this newly unveiled painting, it's trying to depict President Trump and his team navigating the waters of that Washington swamp. It is thick. And I'm sure it's very bad there. And social media went nuts when they saw it, when he started sharing his painting, what we're going to do here shortly. The painting, it's a riff on that classic George Washington crossing the Delaware painting. So you can only imagine, again. Well, they don't like Washington either. I don't know why they're going crazy about it. Shouldn't be a big deal, right? He says his new painting is called Crossing the Swamp. With subtitles of Never Give Up, Never Lower Your Light, Never Stop Till the Swamp is Dry. I feel the same way. You never give up. You never stop fighting. That's why Trump is so successful. He never stops fighting. You know, it shows Trump at the helm, Vice President Pence carrying the flag by his side. Now, McNaughton identifies the rest as U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson. All the people that he put in place. I don't know why he put Jeff Sessions in there. He needs to move him out. Sarah Sanders, Ivanka Trump, and so on. Now, McNaughton is he's definitely a Trump supporter. He hashtags everything with MAGA. Now, you know, why this is such a problem for them? They don't want anything, anyone, anyhow, that might somehow give you some kind of feeling of righteousness or doing the right thing, right? That Trump might just be doing the right thing, just might be helping in some way, shape, manner, or form. And when you think about this, when you think about the hate, that is, they keep talking about love. But when you think about the hate that they put out there, I mean, how do you get past this? How are you going to get past this at some point in time? How are you going to figure out how hateful they are? Maybe they truly believe that they're doing us a favor by getting up in our faces. I'm asking the question. I don't know for sure. I'm just asking the question. Because at some point in time, this is going to come back. I have to believe. I have to think this is going to come back to bite them. Right? 855, really. The painting's really cool. I can't wait to put that up. I think it'd be really cool for people to see that. But the nasties, I don't even think I could clean them up. I'm not gonna try. You need to go find it. You need to go check it out yourself, right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Hey, we have figured out a way to start emptying out some of these colleges that hate, you know, professors who hate Trump so much. The girly boys who can't handle anything. The University of Virginia history professor, actually, a couple of them have resigned because a former Trump administrating official has been hired on. So here's the key. We found the formula. We go looking for ex-Trump officials, and we get them jobs at some of these universities, and the liberal professors will leave. They'll go out of their minds and just go. I'm good with that. Everybody, who's in with me, right? And he's a history professor, you know, because somebody's going to come downstairs from that office, from Trump's office, and explain to them what real history is about. In a letter, William Antholis, director of the Miller Center, professors William Hitchcock and Melvin Leffler, announced their mutual resignation from the program. They're protesting the Trump administration's hiring of the Trump administration advisor, Mark Short. Again, what happened to love? Maybe they could sway him. Maybe could they turn him if he's there, right? Don't you think? Don't you think if he's there, they could show him love and kindness and all that stuff? The letter was made public when Hitchcock publisher published it on Twitter, writing, "I resigned from a think tank at the University of Virginia today because I felt betrayed. It betrayed its principles in giving a senior fellowship to the Trump advisor, Mark Short. It's a sad day for me." Why? Did guy kill somebody? I mean, maybe I missed something here. Did Short kill somebody? Now, in the letter, the professor states the hiring decision was made without faculty discussion, without adequate deliberation, and a vote. And the appointment of Short violates the values of the center due to its nonpartisan stance. Doesn't sound like you're being very nonpartisan. The letter claims Short has associated himself with rhetoric and policies that have empowered and emboldened white supremacists. So maybe by him coming to the campus, he might bring white supremacists with him. I don't understand. They say that guys like Short, they actually increase racism. They increase misogynistic talk and behavior. Right, that's why under Obama, Weinstein was ever outed, right? Not that it's Obama's fault necessarily. But if they were all part of that team, if they were all part of that game, if you would love that whole Hollywood thing, why would you turn him in? And you can't tell me that nobody knew. You can't tell me that Hillary didn't know about Weinstein. I'm not buying. It seems especially egregious to appoint Mr. Short as we approach the one-year anniversary of the neo-Nazi riots of August 2017. Right. See, again, all the you ever notice that? Gun violence is the fault of white conservative Republicans. Hate is the fault of white conservative Republicans. Islamophobia is the fault of white conservative Republicans. Right? But when a Democrat who hates Republicans because of what his party is saying, and he goes shoots up a baseball field with Republicans on it, then the comment is what? It's a, God bless America. The comment is that Republicans, I'm sorry, that this guy had nothing to do with the Democrats. He was just his lone nut job. But I guarantee if he was a conservative, if he was a Republican, if he had, I don't know, some kind of MAGA hat, one MAGA hat in his house, it would be a hate crime that the Republicans supported and pushed. I guarantee it. That's how much they can't get over this. We did the story the other night, right? They've got doctors now calling this a real syndrome, a real problem. In the next hour after the break. I got somebody you guys love when he comes on. Right? Dr. Lomero will be on. He's got a new blog out there, or a new story out there. And, will Trump allow a government shutdown? Will he allow it to happen? What does it mean? What will happen if he allows it to happen? I think it's a big deal, and I think it's a good thing, and I think you need to hear it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Go get your coffee, heat it up, grab a snack, slice apples or something, and come on back.